How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com. VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
You want to keep it real. You know the deal. Keep you up on your head. It won't be the same. Say what's his name? Clint Cole. 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 Listening to advice from a fuckboy.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned into a new episode of Advice from a Fuckboy. This is your favorite fuckboy, Clint Coley, a.k.a. the girl's dem sugar, a.k.a. James Brown, a.k.a. the people's champion. It's been an interesting couple days real quick, man. It's been an interesting couple days. We was down in Charlotte. We did the live podcast. That was dope. Episode, I don't know when it's going to come out, but I'll put it out soon. But shout out to my boy Mez and my boy Burpee who came on the podcast. Man, we had a great time. Also, make sure y'all do me a favor. All right, my boy Mez has a podcast. It's called Mez Drinks and Chill. I want you to do me a favor. I want you to subscribe to that podcast. And I want you to listen to his podcast. He has a very interesting perspective on life. We was arguing on the podcast. Because, you know, Africans, man, they don't like no gay shit. You know what I mean? They be like, oh, man, oh, fuck that gay shit. Like, so we was talking, man, and I really like where he was coming from. So we're going to start there. Also, real quick, so I'm on the East Coast this week. Where's Brooklyn at? All right, where's Brooklyn at? I always wanted to say that. Long story short, we're going to do a live pop-up podcast this Thursday in Brooklyn. There's only 25 seats available, so you better come on and grab you one, all right? So I'm going to give you all the details. Click the link in the details of this podcast for the tickets. And we're going to be in Brooklyn this fucking Thursday. That is October 17th. I'm not going to give out where it is yet. You'll know when you get your tickets, all right? And it'll say it on the... It'll say it in the bio or whatever. So again, Brooklyn, New York, this Thursday, live podcast. If you're in New York, you're in Brooklyn, we coming, all right? You know, it's funny. Anytime somebody says Brooklyn, they always got to say it in like a New York accent. Like, yeah, we in Brooklyn, you know? Anyway, all right. Let's talk. I don't really have a topic per se today. All right. I don't have a topic today. I'm not in my regular recording house. I'm on the East Coast right now. I had to take care of some things. But you know, something dawned on me. All right. Something dawned on me. Women are really becoming men. Women are legit becoming men. And I don't mean like they wear the pants or anything like that, but yo, man, you know, I was talking to my guy, my homeboy, and you know, this girl asked him like, yo, you know, you down to fuck? He says, yeah, all right. Now they have sex, and I mean, I'm talking like immediately. He didn't even get a chance to like, you know how like after sex you'd be like, ah. Ah, and then you lay there and you're basking what you just did or what you didn't do or whatever. She didn't even give him the opportunity to bask in anything. She told that nigga, put your pants on, nigga, and you got to go. My husband's on the way. And I'm thinking in my head like, wow. I was like, wow. And he's telling me the story, like, so he's telling me the story about how they, you know, he has to hurry up, he got to put his pants on, he got to do this and he got to do that. And, you know, remember the days when that was women having to hide in the fucking closet? Like, you remember that, y'all? Remember when women hid the, you know, you had to hide in the closet? Like, oh, man, like, you know? And I'm like, damn, now we got to hide in the closet, fellas. Now we the ones in there. You know what I mean? Like, what do you, like, how does, like, here's my thing. Ladies, I get it. You want to be liberated sexually. And I'm okay with that. I think that's a good idea. But I also think that that's crazy. That's crazy. Like, come on, man. You ain't got to, like, you, first of all, let's be a little less sloppy today. All right? Let's be a little less sloppy today. If you know your husband is on the way, you don't have to do that. You know, let's start here. All right? There is nothing more disrespectful than fucking in the bed that you and your spouse sleep in. Like, a lot of women can handle you cheating. A lot of women can't handle the fact that you cheating and you let the bitch in my house. That's fucked up. That's fucked up. That's fucked up. Okay, I'm on live on Instagram right now. I want to talk to the fellas. Have you ever been put out because her husband was on the way or her boyfriend was on the way? Have you ever been that guy? Like, I know me. I couldn't be that nigga. Because I'm telling. The moment you tell me your husband is on the way, oh, no. I'm staying. And I want your husband to see this. Your husband's going to walk in the house and he's going to say, yo, baby, who is this? I'm going to say, hey, my name is Clinton and I'm fucking your wife behind your back. Now, bro, I didn't know that I was fucking your wife. You know, I didn't know. And now she told me last minute that I was. I would never disrespect you like that. Now, he might shoot me, but fellas, we got to start having the same code that women have, all right? Women will tell, side chick is telling the wife, and they'll come to her as a woman. Hey, sis, how you doing? I'm coming to you woman to woman. I just want you to know that your man... Oh, shit. Shut up, Siri. Yeah. Anyway, see, even she tried. But yeah, man, like, yo, when he's telling me this story, I'm so flabbergasted. Cause I'm sitting here, I'm trying to figure out, like, how does this happen? You know? Her husband is on the way. Her husband. Not her boyfriend, her husband. And you know what's funny? Women are watching this right now and they cracking the fuck up. But let this situation be a man telling a woman, oh, you know, my wife is on the way. They gonna call him all types of ain't shit. He's fucked up. He's this, he's that. I think women don't believe that other women can be trash. I've learned that. Women don't believe women can be trash. You don't believe it. You don't think you're trash. No. You don't think your sis and them are trash. You know what you think? They just had a bad moment where somebody messed them up and now you listen. You're trash, sis. And this is trash behavior. I can't believe I've never been trapped in the closet, my nigga. I've never been that guy who, like, I'm telling you right now, look, I'm going to say this again. I'm going to look in the cameras and say this. Ladies, if I'm the man you cheating with, so I'm the cheatee, I'm not the cheater, but I'm the cheatee, and your husband walks through that door, I'm telling. I don't give a fuck how he gonna react. I'm be like, look, bro, you fighting the wrong dude. You know what I mean? I'm not the one you should be mad at. This the bitch you need to be mad at. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, look, I'm not here for that. You're gonna put me in a. Come on, now I gotta hurry up and get dressed. Like, first of all, let's talk about sex for 1 second. Let me ask you a question. How many of y'all in here? That's a great idea, Deanna. How many of y'all in here? First of all, real quick, I'm on live. My friend Deanna is watching. She want me to write. I told her I was quitting the industry. Like, I ain't want to do no more. I'm not writing no more. Then she's like, yo, The Cheaty would be a good film. If y'all think The Cheaty should be a good film, let me know. I'll write it. We'll shoot it. Anyway, but back to what I'm saying. Okay. After sex, who wants to get dressed fast? First of all, I don't know about y'all, but I fuck ass naked.
Every day when you log into ChumbaCasino.com, the ultimate online social casino, you get a free daily bonus. Imagine if you got daily bonuses in other parts of your life.
I chose French fries over loaded French fries.
I asked Stuart from accounting about his weekend, even though I don't care.
I updated my operating system without having to call tech support.
Collect your free daily bonus at ChumbaCasino.com now. And live the Chumba life. VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
I'm ass naked. Ass naked. After I'm done, I don't want to hurry up and put my clothes on. I want to lay there ass naked. I want to lay in the spot that you just created. All right? I want to lay in the... I like laying in the wet spot. Like when, you know, after, you know, all the mess that she made. Now, I'm not going to sit here and act like every time I fuck, there's always a mess. Because it ain't. I ain't that good. But Listen. Listen. I'm telling your husband. So y'all said make a shirt called I'm the Cheaty. I'm not the Cheaty. You can't be mad at me, man. Monica says you got a shower and everything. I'm not going anywhere. Absolutely. Listen, women ain't going nowhere. You ain't just going to kick no woman out your house. I'm staying, nigga. So I feel the same way. If you want to say no to fuckboys mug, let me know. I feel the same way. I'm not going nowhere. And I'm going to tell your husband we fucked with no condom on. Yes. I'm staying, dog. I'm tired of being rushed out the door like I'm a thief in the night. I ain't do nothing. I'm not climbing out the window. I'm not going out the back door. Bitch, the way I came in is the way I'm going out. I came in the front, I'm leaving out the front. Bottom line, I'm not joking. I'm tired of motherfuckers thinking that we about to... Come on, man. Wait a minute. It says, no. Get dressed and leave. I'll make a husband up. Just go. Jasmine, you don't really feel that way. You just angry with me right now. Let's just call a spade a spade. That's not how you are. You like to cuddle. Like, come on. Stop the shit, all right? Come on. Me and Jasmine got into it last week. And now, you know, come on. That's not who you are. You're a nice girl. Come on. Be a nice girl. You don't want the nigga to leave because I don't want. Come on. Text me and make up. Let's go. Come on. Let's stop the bullshit. All right. You know, People, you know, I don't understand this, man. Listen, I said I condone cheating. I said it. I condone honest cheating. All right? I condone honest cheating. You telling me your husband is on the way home is not honest cheating. First of all, why can't we just get a hotel? And why do I got to pay for the hotel if you want to cheat? You know? Why I got to get a hotel if you want to cheat? Listen, ladies, I'm going to give you, from now on, ladies, I'm going to give you rules to cheating, all right? I got some rules for women to follow. See, men, we got codes. Now, anytime men break the code of cheating, then you are, that's when you are scum, all right? So, fellas, let me give you the man code for cheating, all right? Okay, man code for cheating. Here we go. Men codes for cheating, all right? Here we go. Here we go. Man code for cheating. Number one, you will wear a condom with whoever you're cheating with. You don't cheat and go raw with the side chick. And I'm not even just talking about pregnancy. I'm talking about STDs and stuff. Wear a condom, fellas. All right, that's cheating rule number one. Cheating rule number two, fellas, do not, and I repeat, do not cheat and bring your side chick to your house. All right? You cheat somewhere else. Fellas, if you need to cheat at my house, if you live in LA, come cheat at my house. I got your back. You come over. All right? Third thing, and this is the last rule of cheating, all right? Fellas, you must let your friends know what you're doing so that we're not caught off guard when your girl asks us, where was Marcus, all right? Where was Marcus? I need to be prepared, Marcus, all right? Marcus, I need to be prepared. I need to know where you at, all right? So now I can give you a wife. We both can have the same story. There's a lot of guys out here, they ain't got the same story. And it's, you know, now, people been asking me on live, what's honest cheating? I'm going to break it down for y'all tonight, too.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
Here's what honest cheating is. This is what you gotta do. Honest cheating. Honest cheating is you are telling your side person what it is. All right? You're telling the side person what it is. You are telling the side chick, you know? You're telling the side chick, hey, look, I'm married. Hey, look, I'm engaged. Hey, look, I got a girlfriend. Hey, look, I got a boyfriend. That's honest cheating. All right? You're keeping it a buck with the person. That's what you're doing. All right? Now, ladies, let me give you some codes that you should be following when you're cheating. All right? Here we go. Code number one. All right? This is very important. You got to tell me if your boyfriend or your husband is crazy. You got to tell me if your boyfriend or your husband is crazy. You have to tell me if your boyfriend or if your husband got issues. I'm not cheating on you with a nigga with priors. All right? I'm not. Listen, Listen, I'm not making this shit up, yo. My neighbor's in L.A. The nigga caught his girl cheating, and dude said, and I'm not making this shit up. Dude said, on Crip, I will air this whole shit out. Talk about the whole complex. He said, on Crip, I will air this whole shit out. Now, I heard the argument. I'm standing outside. I said, man, if you don't mind, I'm going on the weekends. Can you just air this shit out when I'm not here? don't air this shit out when I'm here. All right. But he said on Crip, he would air this motherfucker out. I don't want it to be aired out. So ladies, if your man is crazy, I need to know that up front. All right. The second thing, rule, ladies, you need to understand when it comes to cheating, if you're going to do it, all right? You need to, listen, all right? If you're going to cheat, don't get mad if I'm doing something with other women, all right? So a lot of times, a lot of women get mad, like, oh, they're like, oh, I want the dick, but I don't want you giving nobody else the dick. That's fuckboy shit. Don't do that. All right. If you cheating with me, best believe there's other pussy around, not just you. Don't do that. All right. I don't appreciate that. I don't fuck with that. I don't fuck with that. You know, you out here, you go cheat, then you go get mad because other women want to suck my dick. And I hate to be graphic, but that's what it is. It's not happening. All right. You're not doing that. All right. I'm, you know, my dick, you know, is like if we're looking at the Monopoly board, my dick is community chess. All right. Everybody, when you land, you can take a card. All right. It might tell you to go to jail. It might tell you to get 200. I don't know. Bottom line. Okay. And ladies, the last rule to you cheating. This is very important if you're going to cheat. All right, please, please, please don't fuck me and tell me it's my pussy. All right, don't tell me it's my pussy when we're fucking. There's been a lot of times where I've been the cheaty and she said it's yours and I'm like, no, it's Justin's. I'm just filling in for the moment. Don't tell me it's mine. It's not mine. Because then when you tell me it's mine, I'm going to treat it like it's mine. All right? And you don't want me to treat your pussy like it's my pussy when you marry. You don't want that. That's not a good look for any of us. All right? It's not a good look for none of us. All parties involved. You, me, your husband, my mom got to get involved now because my mom's going to be like, yo, Clint, why this bitch blah, blah, blah? And then I got to tell my mom, I said, mommy. I'm going to be like, mommy, she told me it was mine and it's not. And now you got to beat her up, you know? Come on, man. Come on, man. That's not cool. That's not cool. Don't lie to me. Don't lie to me. You know, I know in the moment you want to say it's yours. I know in the moment you want to be like, you know. Because my mom is going to get mad that you broke her son's heart. And then I'm going to be like, mommy, first of all, real quick, I don't call my mom mommy anymore. All right, I'm 30, I'm 32. I don't do that. I don't call my mom mommy. And I don't call my dad daddy. You know, ladies, if you got a man, a grown ass man that calls his mom mommy, I think you don't need to be dealing with this nigga no more. Bottom line. You know? So yeah. Bottom line. Lie here. You know. I don't call my mom mommy. I don't have it. Like, me and my mom don't got the best relationship. So come on. Y'all know I don't call my mom mommy. Like, let's not do this. You know, it's either mom or Miss Juanita. I don't call her Miss Juanita. She gonna kill me. You know. But yeah, man, stop lying to me, man. You know. So I want to talk about something else, and it's still dealing with cheating, by the way. All right, still dealing with cheating. So I posted a photo the other day of me in a nice, brand new black suit. Black suit, white shirt, black skinny tie. Had my ankles out. It's a dope suit. A woman comments on my picture. I actually know the girl, by the way. A woman comments on my picture and she says, if I wasn't married, I would slide in your DM. Now, I don't know about y'all, but to me, nigga, that's cheating. Now, I posted it on the Advice from a Fuckboy page, and all you women out there who follow the page are like, no, it's not cheating. No, it's not that bad. It's disrespectful, but it's not cheating. Let me tell you something, all right? And I'm going to look y'all in the eye when I say this. You know damn well, if your husband, you know damn well if your husband, all right, said, yo, if I wasn't married, if you leave on a chick picture. Now, if you leave your husband, you know, leave a comment on a chick picture and say, if I wasn't married, I'd slide in your DM. You know what your wife would say, fellas? Your wife would comment under your comment, slide in the bitch DM then, because you ain't married no more. That's exactly what. You know? That's cheating. Let me do some shit like that. But there's women on the page who's siding with this. It's okay. This is why the A word is no longer allowed on this podcast. Y'all know what the A word is. We're done with this. First of all, she wasn't kidding. She was dead serious. There was no LOL after the post. She said, women's favorite line is keep that same energy. Y'all are the queens of not keeping the same energy. What's up, Jay Phillips, man? Y'all are the queens of not keeping the same energy. Y'all don't want fair. You just want to be able to do what niggas do. That's fucked up. All right? There's no way any man would allow your husband to go on somebody's picture and say, yo, if I wasn't married, Now, let me tell you something. If my wife commented on like Denzel Washington's picture and said, if I wasn't married, I'd be in your DMs, I'm cool with that. Denzel earned that. There's certain niggas. Michael B. Jordan, Idris Elba. I'm cool with that. Because them niggas don't want you anyway. All right? But don't be on no rant, no regular dude photo. You know? Don't do that. Because he can have you. Because I'm going to be honest with you. I got blue check. I'm not a celebrity. It's easy to get in touch with me. You slide in my DMs, I've responded. You know? Like if I was a woman and my husband or my wife, yeah, my husband wrote on Beyonce's picture, if I wasn't married, I'd slide in your DM. You know damn well he don't have no shot. The chances of him even breathing the same air as Queen B is 0.00001. But the chance of you breathing the same air as Clint Coley, it's like 70%, my nigga.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
It's easy. I'm everywhere. All you gotta do is look online. Swipe up and get tickets. I'm tired of this shit, man. Y'all don't play fair. You know? Y'all don't play fair. That's the problem I'm having with this whole situation. You don't play fair. You gotta play fair. Keep it a buck. The problem is, I'm looking at the picture. I'm looking at the fucking, the what do you call it? I'm looking at the comments. As a matter of fact, yeah, let's go to the picture and I'm gonna read what you simple-minded Johns is saying. Marie, what you saying? All right, hold on. Let me go to the advice. Here we go. We're going to look it up. Okay. It says the comment exactly was, sir, if I wasn't married, I would DM you. I responded, is this cheating? Now, I asked everybody. It's 49 comments. I'm asking people, is it cheating? One girl said, yes, it is tacky. This girl, CEO Paz, says it's not cheating, but it's unacceptable in a relationship. Everything isn't cheating. Let me explain something to you, all right? You're right. Everything isn't cheating. But would you... Okay. All I want to know is, if your husband did the same thing, what would you say? Because I know what I would say if it was my wife. How are you going to say it's not cheating? Cheating is anything that you know for a fact is you know, cheating is to me, it's shit A, you can't tell your spouse about, and B, shit that you know you ain't supposed to be doing. You cheating. You're in your mind, you want to fuck me. That's just as bad as fucking me sometimes. Would y'all agree? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm looking at it too seriously. You know? Just going to say, if I wasn't married, I would DM you. Now, if I'm her husband, I would think the nigga DM me. Now I'm going to have some man asking me, hey, what's up, Clint Coley? My girl, blank, blah, blah, blah. Did she DM you? Now you got me in the middle of this shit. Oh, you know why she did it? I figured it out. There's no more activity tab on the fucking Instagram. The activity tab is gone. So now her husband don't even see that she did that. Yo, her husband doesn't even know. Yo, women are smart. Women are smart. There's no more activity tab. So now he can't see her. He can't see her transgressions. She's smart. You know what? I can't believe I didn't even... I didn't even think of that. I didn't think about it. Maybe I should slide it. I ain't think of that. I didn't think of that. Man, where have I been all this time? Okay, somebody on live said, thinking about doing it and actually doing it is two different things. Glad you said that. Now, I don't know about y'all, right? But if I'm thinking about cheating on somebody, if I'm thinking about fucking somebody else, it's crossed my mind. It's one thing to think, thinking about fucking somebody else to me is just as bad, because you're saying if you had the opportunity, you're contemplating it, you know, you're contemplating fucking. Like it's almost like if I'm out and I like you and I say something to you and you got a man and you're entertaining me, that's cheating. Women ain't shit either. You know, just out here sending DMs, cheating. This man, she probably got a husband at home. This nigga working hard. He working two jobs. He keeping the lights on. All these things that he's doing, and you got a nerd to be out here entertaining some fuck nigga. Yeah, I'm the fuck nigga is me. I am him. He is me. That's messed up, man. That's messed up. My man Mark is pulling out Bible facts. He said, if you think it in your heart, it's already done. I mean, look, you can do anything you put your mind to. You can put anything you put your mind to. I thought about being a comedian. Here I am. You thinking about fucking me? Or you can... Alright. Man, I thought that was... I just think that's interesting, man. And I'm gonna stick with... I'm gonna stick on the cheating topic, too. You know. Because apparently, you know, now it's fuck boy fall, fuck girl fall. Yeah, yeah, you know, all come on. All right, let's. I get it. The last thing I want to talk about today, when it comes to cheating, my homeboy. I'm not gonna say his name or anything like that, but he's currently cheating on his girlfriend. For the last, he been cheating on his girl. So he's had this girlfriend for 5 years. All right, he's been cheating on her for five. He's been with her for 5 years. He's been cheating. He's had the same side chick for 3 years. And I don't look okay. Men are the only species. Who we like, okay, your homegirl, girls will be like, yo, girl, I don't think you should cheat, blah, 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 blah. Guys, on the other hand, if you tell me I got a good woman at home and you're like, Clint, man, I don't think you need to be doing that, blah, blah, blah. I'm gonna look at, you can't be my friend anymore. Friends, men friends lie together. We ride together, we lie together. Bad boys for life. But anyway, the point I'm making is that I think that cheating has become, I think that if you got the same side chick for 3 years, what are you with your girlfriend for? Like, you got two girlfriends. You got two girlfriends. What, first of all, my last threesome situation, I had a threesome, right? And neither chick wanted to do anything with the other chick. So I had to fuck two women. Do you know how hard it is to please two women? I'm barely good at fucking one woman. Now I gotta fuck two. You know? You don't need two girlfriends, bro. And she don't know about the other chick. That's whack. That's whack. That's whack. Why you, like, you know, I can't, look, man, you know, like, let me ask a woman, do women got two, has anyone out here that's watching me live, has any woman ever had two boyfriends? Has any woman ever had two boyfriends? Have you ever had two boyfriends? That's what I want to know. Because I feel like two girlfriends, you like, I mean, I know that Muslims do it all, you know, they be having like 2-3 wives. And, you know, it's a wife.
Every day when you log into ChumbaCasino.com, the ultimate online social casino, you get a free daily bonus. Imagine if you got daily bonuses in other parts of your life.
I chose French fries over loaded French fries.
I asked Stuart from accounting about his weekend, even though I don't care.
I updated my operating system without having to call tech support.
Collect your free daily bonus at ChumbaCasino.com now. And live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
It's a different situation. But women, there's no way a woman has got two boyfriends. I asked him, I said, how are you keeping this up? Like, he would legit tell me, you know, like him and his, like, he would go away with his side chick for 5 days. What are you telling your girlfriend? Bro, first of all, let's break this down. My man CJ, who's going to be on the live podcast in Brooklyn on Thursday. My man CJ says that's too much money. I agree. It's way too much fucking fun money. It's way too much money. Let's talk about it like this. You know how much it costs to eat by yourself? I went today and got me a cheesesteak. $8. Got me something to drink. $1. I paid $10 for food by myself. But when you're in a relationship, it's like, yo, babe, you hungry? You got to eat. She got to eat. That's easily $40 out your account for one night. Now I got to do that two times with another chick? Come on, man. Come on, man. I can't do it. I can't do it. Then emotionally, I got to hear about two women's days. I got to hear about two women's days. I don't want to hear about your day and then hear about some. I ain't got time for that. I ain't got time for that. Come on, man. You niggas out here with two girlfriends. Two girlfriends. I don't even, man. And then you trust both of them. You've been with one for 5 years. Been with the other one for 3 years. You're fucking both of them raw. I know you are. There's no way you're not. Fucking two women raw. Just. Dick here, dick there. Dick here, dick there. You know? I'm not doing it. Two girlfriends. This is how we pass along diseases. Cause, you know, maybe your side chick, like, first of all, my thing is, you know, again, he's not honest cheating. He's not telling his woman that he's not telling his main chick that he got a side chick, and he's not telling his side chick that he got another girlfriend. And first of all, I gotta salute the bro though for keeping this. How do you keep this around for 3 years? That's a long ass time. Neither one of them want to be married? Like, because that's my thing. Like, women in their 30s, bro, you can't be in a relationship for 5 years and not bring up marriage. Like, I'm 32 right now. And I get a girl over here right now. We ain't going to make it to 37 without even talking about being married. Am I right or wrong? Ain't no way we going to 30. I'm gonna make it to 37, and she still ain't got no ring on her finger. That ain't gonna fly. Not in our 30s. Now you go from 22 to 27 without being married. Okay. Ain't no way in hell you gonna go from 32 to 37 and you won't. No. She ain't here for it. I keep taking a sip with this cup because I want y'all to buy a cup. But anyway, yeah. No way. There's no way. Like, most women after like a year and a half is like, look, where do you see this going? As a matter of fact, I'm not even going to do that. 6 months. So they're not saying we got to be married in 6 months, but what's your plan? Women love plans. Nothing more sexier to a woman than a man with a plan for them. Plans make women wet. You got plans, nigga? I'm talking like future plans. Y'all in a relationship 6 months. And then you're like, look, baby, here, we're going to do this. We're going to do that. Do this. Do that. Do this. Do that. That's the easiest way. You know what, fellas? We're going to start lying to women like we got plans so we can fuck and then don't have plans. I'm joking, y'all. I'm joking. But women love plans. Women love fucking plans, dog. You could have just, hey, look, at 6 o'clock, we going here, get dressed. We're going to get out at 8:30. We're going to go here at 9:30. And we back home at 11. Plans. I'm not a good planner. But women love plans. And this nigga clearly don't have no plan. He don't. He can't. How you got two girlfriends? Two girlfriends. You know how good you got to be to have two girlfriends? Somebody says, wow, you ain't shit. Are you just figuring this out? You just figuring this out? Make a plan, Clint. For who? For what? I'm not making no plan. For who? I ain't even about that. Don't tell me to make plans. I'm a grown-ass man. Then again, grown-ass men make plans. Yeah, man. Fellas, you gotta have plans. I'm, you know. So. Yeah, man. I think that, you know, this guy, he's good. I've never in my life, you know, been in a situation where I've had in my adult life, you know, in my adult life, like when I was a kid, I had like 3 girlfriends, you know, like when I was like 16, I was over here, I was over there, but man, it takes too much energy, man. Gotta send everything. Like, you gotta treat them all the same. You know? It's not easy. I have 2 girlfriends. I applaud you, bro. But I think you need to be honest with one of them. Because I know you gotta be tired. He got a lot of gray hair. So I know he got a lot of gray hair. So I know he be stressed out. Can you imagine if you're arguing with both of your girls at the same time on the same day? Can you imagine? You and your girl, y'all arguing, and then you and your other girl are arguing. So you go back and forth via text, like Kermit the Frog, with 2 chicks. Nigga, that's aggravating. I don't like arguing with 1 chick. I feel bad for this brother. Because I feel like now he's in too deep. He can't get out of this. He's in the figure 4 leg lock. He can't get out. He's in the sharpshooter. This is bad. I want them to win, man. We gotta figure out a way for our brothers to win. This can't be it. This can't be it. Oh, boy. All right. Here we go. We're going to do Ask Clint. This is the part of the podcast where people ask me dumbass questions. And I'm going to give dumbass answers. All right. Here we go. This is very long. And this is my first time reading this. So bear with me. It says, yo, Clint, what's up? I had a question that you would probably be best at answering for the Ask Clint segment of your podcast. Clint, I'm 6'6". Okay. Clint, I'm 6'6". Look pretty decent. Got my head on straight. I'm in college and I'm 19. This nigga is 19, 6. I don't have a hard time attracting females. Tall, short, older, and young is pretty easy. I can easily sign in the DMs, a female DM, or in public talk and build a connection. But what is hard is I'm trying to fuck. Well, at least start. Let me explain. It could be on the same night, 3 days, or in a week where I'm at a female spot. Wait a minute. God damn it. God damn it. What happened to where I'm at? What the fuck? Oh, it deleted the. This was good. Oh, they delete. Damn. My ass Clint got deleted. Damn. Anyway, long story short, the dude said he's having trouble fucking. He said he's having trouble fucking. I don't understand. You know. Okay, so I don't understand how you're having trouble fucking. Fucking's not hard. Fucking's pretty easy. I think what that was, he's having trouble with the fact that he meets women and he wants to fuck and he's not closing the deal. He's not closing the deal. You know? Here's the thing. All right? Fellas, here's the only way to close the deal. All right? The only way to close the deal is to not try to close the deal. Bottom line. The only way to close the deal is for you to not try to close the deal. Hear what I'm saying. Women can always tell when you're trying to have sex. Women can tell when you're always trying to fuck. Bottom line is you can't be trying to close the deal. You just got to do it. All right? You don't ask for the pussy. You don't come. I don't want you to come off. Like, women can always tell when because it doesn't feel special. All right? You can't be trying to close the deal. You just got to do it. All right? Let her want to fuck you. That's all. That's all. She know you want to fuck. Let her know when it's time for you, when you want to fuck. Bottom line. It's not that hard. It's not magic. You 19, bro. You're 19. I get it. It's hard out here. A lot of 19-year-olds wasn't fucking when I was 19. There was a couple of little fast-ass joints for the most part. A lot of 19-year-olds, they only wanted one dick. Bottom line. So, that's all I got to say about that. So, here we are. I'm going to talk about what we learned today. I learned that women like cheating. Like, cheating is fun to women. Y'all like cheating just as much as we do. And we now have the woman's code of ethics for cheating. And ladies, I want you to abide by those codes. All right? Don't tell me it's my pussy. Bottom line. I appreciate if you didn't. Do not let me know that it's my pussy. Because if you do, I'm staying. And, you know, as a matter of fact, you know what? If you are cheating on your husband, I'm telling. And, you know, I'm gonna tell your husband, she just said this pussy was mine. I don't know who you are. I don't know who you are, sir. You know? Bottom line. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. Thank you for laughing. This is actually episode 99.
You wanna keep it real?
This week.
You know the deal. Now on,
we're only giving y'all two podcasts a week. All right? So after episode 100, 101, 102, 103, 104, we'll drop 2 a week. Every Tuesday, every Friday, you'll get a podcast from me. All right? Every Tuesday, every Friday. No more 3 podcasts a week. We're going to slow down a little bit. Some of y'all need to catch up. Every Tuesday, every Friday, you can count on a podcast from the People's Champion. Don't forget Brooklyn. Live podcast Thursday, October 17th. All right? Again, Brooklyn, this Thursday, October 17th, live podcast. Click the link, click the details in this, get your tickets. There's only 25 tickets left. Or only 25 tickets available. If you ain't one of the 25, your ass ain't coming. Brooklyn, I'll see you on Thursday with my guy CJ. Get your tickets. We are out. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for laughing. Peace out.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway, fresh foods, local flavors.